Here we go. KISS 106.1. Akon in the house.
Yeah.
By day, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, normally, but today it's kind of
a... It's Akon's room today. Akon in the house, everybody. Makes some noise.
Yeah.
Better at this.
They
I
are
love
better.
It.
See, watch. 1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You still got that half a second delay.
Go.
Tell me you're going to be catching that throughout this interview, just so you know.
Just, yeah, like,
go!
Good at that, man. You're a lot better than I am.
Go!
I respond to him better than you anyway.
Right. See, watch. So, tell me about your watch, first of all. Let's talk about your watch. That thing is, expensive, it looks like.
Yeah, actually, this watch is one of the prototypes.
Your? So that's your, like your whole
well,
watch?
Actually, this particular watch was Brighton.
Okay.
But this is one of my designs.
If I was going to go down to, say, the store and pick one up, what am I dropping?
Well, if you're going to pick up the Aliyun watch, they literally run it from $250,000 to $1 million.
US dollars.
US dollars. If you're just gonna, but then, no, but we have, you know, the replicas too that you can buy.
That's what I need.
Yes,
actually, I asked you off air, like, I was going to get a different answer. I was like, is that thing real? Like, it's, you know, cubic zirconia off of a QVC or something. Sorry about that.
Go!
That's good, man. That's good. Right on cue, absolutely. How did you get hooked up with Jesse McCartney? Where did that come from?
Because
he punked you.
Yeah, he got me good, too.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, a year ago or something like that?
Yeah, that's my little man.
How does that happen? That just seems like kind of a, you know...
Well, I do a lot of scoring for Disney. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of scoring for animation and stuff like that. And Jesse just happened to be doing a couple things for the kids at Disney. That's how we ended up.
Oh, really? And then all of a sudden, he's punking you on MTV and...
Yep.
Fantastic.
Well, he was the last person I thought punked me.
We're going to come back with more from Akon and...